This goes to Dr. Sarva Pauli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-417-3504, regarding Lana, L-A-N-A, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of birth January 17th of 1950. Dear Dr. Sarva Pauli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Allen with history of stage 3B chronic kidney disease from interstitial nephritis, also hypertension and diabetes. Her last visit was July 6th of 2023. Since her last visit, she was hospitalized. The patient had severe mental status changes, some auditory and visual hallucinations, and she was admitted to Alma Hospital from 6-5 to 6-9 of 24, diagnosed with acute metabolic encephalopathy and a cerebrovascular accident. She was then discharged to the rehab center and stayed from 6-10 through, nope, change it to 6-9 through 6-15 of 24 because of debility. And she was discharged back home. Part of the problem was she couldn't afford her Eliquis, so she was only taking 5 milligram once a day. And now she is taking 5 milligram twice a day, as she's supposed to do, and she won't decrease the dose again. She is feeling much better. Currently, no hallucinations, no headaches, no visual disturbance, no dizziness, and no motor weakness are present. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She's chronically incontinent of urine without cloudiness or blood, no foul odor. She has edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Her weight is down 3 pounds over the last year. And medications, she's on new medication is glipizide, 5 milligram daily. Claritin is 10 milligram twice a day. Nifedipine extended release, 90 milligram daily. Protonix, 20 milligram daily. Valsartan is 160 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Previous medications are melatonin, 10 milligram at bedtime. Metoprolol extended release, 50 milligram daily. Prednisone, 5 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Arthritis for Tylenol, arthritis pain medication as needed. Synthroid, 100 microgram daily. Cymbalta, 60 milligram daily. And medications that were discontinued were oxybutynin, Neurontin, amlodipine, Tramadol, and Xanaflex. Also magnesium and meclizine. Physical exam, weight 191 pounds, pulse is 68, blood pressure is 140 over 80. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is obese, no ascites, she has 1+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 22nd of 2024. Creatinine is 1.31, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 43. She generally ranges between 1.2 and 1.4 with creatinine levels. Albumin, 4.1. Calcium, 9.3. Sodium is 139. Potassium, 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 18. Phosphorus, 4.3, hemoglobin 14.2, normal platelets, white count slightly elevated at 11.6, with elevated lymphocytes 3.56. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, hypertension, currently at goal, 3, diabetic nephropathy, just recently started on glipizide, and 4, CVA, a history of a CVA, without residual currently due to inadequate anticoagulation by the patient. And The patient will have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.